Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
That was a surprise to me. I have no idea what they were offering. But if they were even conversating and making offers for Bradley Beal, something of significance was being broken up from this core. I didn't think anything was going to happen to this core. And now I'm wondering whether or not something may actually happen to this core going into next season.
Well, and I know your usual co-host, Nathan Marzion, is the king of the Chris Middleton is good fan club. But I honestly think that if they could have pulled something off where they moved Middleton for Bradley Beal, I think that would have been an upgrade, because I think that Beal is a better scorer just naturally than
their numbers are so close to being identical, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're very similar, and that's why I think it would have fit. I don't think it would have made any sense to try and move Jrue Holiday for him, because Bradley Beal plays no defense, and that's obviously Jrue Holiday's calling card.
Right.
So you might add more scoring, but you're going to give up more points on the other end. So I don't know. When you look back at that series as a whole, it just looked like the Bucks never matched the intensity that the Heat bring, which is a lot. And so you have to go in ready for that. It didn't seem like the Bucks were. And for them to go out in five like that is kind of disappointing, but it just seems like the Bucks weren't in it this year with that. It, for whatever reason, and obviously the Heat went on an incredible run, so maybe it makes you feel a little bit better if you're a Bucks fan. But either way, no. I think overall, this team is going to have a lot of decisions to make. I think that they're still a good basketball team, and I think that if they were to run everything back, it'd be totally justified, because they were arguably the best team in the regular season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.